opinion also, even though the Kohen already used up the money, still the pidyon would be chal. That's Rav Svara. Shmuel Amano, Shmuel Amaloch, Hostam v'yodilakatsha miyashav. When you go to marry your wife, even though you give her the money and you tell her you first want to be chal le'achas shleishim yoyim, but if you really want to, it could be chal right now. You could do it right now. So since you could make the kedushin right now, we say you really goma b'daitoi, and when you give her the money, you really mean it. But hoch over here by pidyon though, ain't biyode liftoi some yachshav. There's no way that you could do the mitzvah right now, because it's before 30 days. Even though you gave the money to the kohen, it's not called like you had gemir of das, like the meister was done completely. It could have been chalnaf. You have to wait around, and therefore, such as far as since here you can't be poided right now, but not said you did a complete meister right now. Therefore, Shmuel says it's only chal if the money is still around. If the money is not around, it won't be chal. Now the Gemara says, "V'yaf agav the kaimlon." Even though we hold, said the chol heichad the pligi Rav and Shmuel. Usually, when there's a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, hilchos the karav yisurin, they pass him like Rav with the gear to Issa, or kishmuel bedini, and the gear to mumnes they pass him like Shmuel. Now here, really, it's a shailin yisurin, like the meister you gave the money to the kohen, and our topic is now was you mekayim the mitzvah or not. So it's a shailin whether the mitzvah was chal. The Chuvah Shepaskin like Rav to say yes, the pidyon is chal. Still, hoch hilchos the kavos to Shmuel. Still here we paskin like Shmuel. That to say no, the pidyon is not chal. If the kohen doesn't have the money anymore, used up the money, so the pidyon is not chal, liachash leshem yoyim. Tanan, we're going to now Mishnah, meis patech lamid yoyim, the kid dies within 30 days. Afo pishin os la kohen yasaloi. Even though you gave the money to kohen yasaloi, yasaloi chomesh loyim. So time, what's the reason why the Kohen has to give it back? The mace, only because the Bechor died. Mashma holo mace benoi, if the Bechor did not die, mashma then podi, the pidyon would be chal. And how the meaning was, even though the Kohen doesn't have the money around anymore. So what's the right to Rav? Gemara says, no. Hoka, but my asking, what we're talking about over here, the Yisnai Lamoy is only in the case where the money is still around. So if the money is still around, then even Shmuel agrees the pidyon is chal. So what the Mishnah says, the reason why you have to return the money is only because the Bechor died within 30 days. But if he went to die, then the chalami, then the pidyon would be chal at the end of Shleishim, since the kohen has the money. Tashma, coming as another case, says now Mishnah, the ches keshele niftu, that if the father died before the bechor was 30 days old, so we say, most probably the father was not praying to his son, until somebody comes and tells his son, sheniftu, that yes, your father was praying to you. So Mashma, if the father gave the money before 30 days, it would be chal the pidyon. I, why, again, how many words the money's not around? Someone says, no, the same thing. Hosam Nami, I tell you, the Yisnai Lemois Benayu. We're talking about over there where the money is still around. The Yisnai Lemois Benayu, that's what we're talking about. So that's why the pidyon would be chal. But if the money is not around anymore, we hold like Shmuel, the pidyon is not chal. Someone says, not clearly. Tony, Tona, Kaimit Rav Yehuda. A Tana learned in front of Rav Yehuda. That ha poides benoi beter shloshim yoyim. If somebody's poid his son, in the middle of, before the kid is 30 days old, so b'nai podri, that the pidyon is chal. And this omelay Shmuel, Shmuel says, omelay said back to him, Shmuel omelay ain't b'nai podri, no? That Shmuel says in such a case, there's no, it's not called the pidyon, the case where the money's not around. The yata mata b'nai podri, you want to tell me the kid is podri even though the money's not around? In other words, no? Because that's what we said before, that the yata gav the kaimlon karav b'yisurik Shmuel b'dini, even though usually you're silent in Isurim, like over here in the mitzvah, if you make kind of the mitzvah or not, usually we pass like Rav, and only by mumness we pass like Shmuel, but Hoch and this Shalat, Pidyon Aben, here we pass like Shmuel. To say if you gave the money to the Kohen before your son was 30 days old, and the Kohen used up the money, it's not around anymore by the end of 30 days, so the Pidyon is not Chal, you were not make kind of mitzvah, Pidyon Aben, you'll have to give the money a second time to the Kohen. Yeah. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be? Who liftois the benoi liftois? Who cried on the benoi? Case where the father was not prayed himself yet. The author of the bechor to be prayed, he goes first. Machlokes the Mishnah. There's a ton of rabbanim like this. Who liftois if the father has a din to be prayed himself? He didn't do it yet. Who benoi liftois? The author of the bechor not be prayed to his son. So who cried on the benoi? He comes before his son. If you do, I may know. Benoi cried my. The son comes first. You know why? Shemitzvosi alovit. Because the son's mitzvah is chal upon the father. mitzvah means your mitzvah, his alav is upon your father. Or mitzvah b'nai alav, but the mitzvah of your son is upon you. Therefore, I take care of your own chiyuv, take care of the your son's chiyuv, which is chal upon you first, take care of that first. Furthermore, explains it's not so simple. Reb Yirmi says like this, Hakul Moedim, both of them agree, Hecha Delek Elochom Islam, if his father right now only has 5 slam to his name, Avadin, everybody, even of Yehuda, would agree, Hu Koydim Libnai. Avad, you have to be praised to yourself first before you take care of your son. Then my time, and what's the reason? Because Pshita, the mitzvah, the day, or this, the mitzvah to take care of yourself comes first. So Pshita, you have to take care of yourself, therefore you should be praised to yourself first. Keep Ligi, where's the machlokes that you did, Rabbi Yehuda says, take care of your son first? That's something like this. Haycha Dika Chomis Meshubedis. You have 5 Sloyim, that's Meshubed, mean that you sold Karka. You sold your Karka, and those 5 are the Karka you owned originally. Whereas for your pidyon haben for yourself, you own Karka, now you sold it. So the claim wants to come and collect the pidyon haben for yourself, you have the right to take away that Karka that you sold Meshubedim. But the Chomish B'nei Chorin, you also have 5 Sloyim in your pocket. So here's the Machlekes. We have you this of our milvak to the batarikich to the bishtar doni. This chiv to be paid to benoi, since it says in the Torah like that, it's considered the chayv ha-tayrom, it's considered like it's written down bishtar, as if we have a shtar here right now. So therefore, if you do it like this, shtar doni, for the day ozav the Torah from Meshabdi, that your chiv to be paid to yourself, that your chiv was chal as soon as you were b'chor. So when you sold the karka, you already had the chiv to be paid to yourself. So the karka you sold, let the kohen come and take it away from the lekuchos to pay for your pidyon haben. Because it's called like you have a shtar. When you have a shtar, you take away from the lekuchos. Uvahani chomish b'necharim, but these 5 sons that you have in your pocket, that's b'necharim free by you, poruk le'lebrei, that should go and redeem your son with that. Because if you do it the opposite way around, if you pay with the 5 sloim you have for yourself, then the kohen cannot take away lekuchos for your son. Because most probably you sold this karka before your son was born. So your son was not meshubed for that karka. Therefore, that's the eitzah that let the kohen collect the 5 sloim for yourself from the meshubadim, and that you have in your pocket, that gift for your son. But Rabbanan hold no, that milva haksuba batayro is lav kichsuba bishtar dami. The milva that says in the Torah, it's not like it's written in the shtar dami. Therefore, even the chiyah for yourself, your own pidyon haben, a kohen cannot collect from Mishabodim. If so, you have 5 sloim here, that's all that you can pay with. Therefore, mitzvah de dayodif, and achami. The mitzvah of yourself comes first, you have to take care of yourself first. In other mishnah like this, chome sloim shelden, that is the mitzvah to pay 5 sloim, 5 shkolim for your bechor, is the monetsuri. You're supposed to pay it with this monetsuri, Rashi the Gemara will explain. Shloishim Shlevit, if you have a shor, your animal that killed an evit, somebody else's evit, you have to pay Shloishim Shkolim to the Yodin. Or else, when the Torah says Chamishim Shalainis, the man is minus, the girl forces to live with her, or else Shal Mafat, the man talks her into it. So in those 2 cases, you have to pay the father 50 Shkolim. Or else, Meir Shemoiti Shemra, when you get married, and then you Moiti Shemra upon your wife, you say that you didn't find the Sulim by her. It's not true. The Torah says you have to pay her 100 Shkolim. So all these chiyuv in the Torah says you should know kulam b'shekel hakodesh. You have to pay with a shekel hakodesh. The monetsuri, the cheshbon of it is the monetsuri. Rashi says kulam means b'shekel hakodesh. To have a esrim moyin, to the 20 moyin. The yosin moyin sheba moyis, and those 20 moyis is monetsuri. The Gemara for shalom ulilam had. I can have to say it a second time now. Again, do the monetsuri. Now the kulam niftin the kesev of a shor the kesev. Chutz Mishkolim. All these things when you have to pay, you can pay either with kesef, or else with shava kesef. You have to give a chamishim. If you're man, it's a girl, you have to pay a chamishim shkolim. So labdav could have to be mamish 50 shkolim. It could even be shava kesef also, anything that's worth that amount. Chutz Mishkolim. But the mitzvah of machtus hashekel, that you have to give an adar, that's the daf you have to give, every Jew has to give a machtus achati shekel. Then you can give shava prut to the worth of it, you have to mamish give a chati shekel. You'll see in the Gemara why. The other Gemara says, money tsuri. What does the Mishnah mean to say money tsuri? So Rashi says it means ha-yotze, the money that goes out, the Medina tsuri, in this city, tsuri. The astella, regular stella is dalad zuzin. the Azuz the Mishkal Zov, Shemishkal Shnei Pshitin Umatzel, the Mishkal Abarzel. Skitza Monetsuri. So Mora says, Omar Rabasi, Moneshot Suri. It means to say the mon of this coin that goes out in this city, Suri. Pastor Rami Yom Rashi says, Sell it Suri, I know. Oh, it's the next Mora, yeah. So Rabasi Yoma, Moneshot Suri. Rabbi Ami Yom, he says, Din Ravi. Monetsuri means an Arab or dinner. Rashi says, Rabami Yoma, Sell it Suri, I know. What does that mean? Din Arvi Yishmael, a dinner, an Arab dinner. Rashi says, well, purely Shiri, not sure what the Shir is. So that's the truth of Ganyim. Sheva Dinrin Hamur Mechol HaShas, Shadina Sheish Mo Kesef, Oysin Esrim, Shalom Asam Bosh, and Arvi Kur, and Oysin Magras. A koponim, Suri means, according to an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oymer, Istiro Sarsoye. A Suri means, this coin, Istiro Rashi says, Sloyim Yushanim, old Sloyim. The Mizdavin Timna Bedinro, Chomish Minayir. The Mizdan, when you sell them, eight of them make up a dinner. These old Sloyim, eight of them make up a dinner. Now, out of these type of coins, Chomish Minayir Pidin Aben, you have to give five of these type of coins, five of each column, that's what the mitzvah Pidin Aben is. If you have a Nama, you din Radina Tarayim. All right, you have to stop here. Just thought left Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again. What the Mishnah said again, these Chomis Loim Shaben is the Mona Tzuri. You have to pay with the Mona of Tzuri. So the question is, the Gemara says, Mona Tzuri, what does that mean? So Amr Abasi, Vasi said it means Mona Shal Tzuri. Vasi says it means the Mona that they use in Tzuri, in that city in Tzuri, the currency they use there, that's the Mona. So Kitza, the Mona they have there, that was 25 Sela. And the Sela, yeah. Yes, that's about a mona. Mona is 25 sela. Rav Ami, Omar Rami says, no, dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what mona tzuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Tosis learns that Rav Asi, Omar, dinri arvi, kloimar, dinri shal arvoi, shovah sloyim. One dinner, like a silver coin, is worth 5 sloyim. Shaben, that's how much you have to use for Pidyon Aben. Rashi Rami is saying us that this Mona Tzuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner Arvi. It's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istiro Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istiro. In place says the Pshat that comes from Suri, it's called Istiro from Suria. So the Mizdavnen Timno Vidinro. That this type of a coin, 8 of them are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It says Timno Bedinra. 8 of them you get for one dinner of gold. And Chomish Minayu, 5 of these coins, is a Pidyon Aben. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetsuri. It says 5 of these coins is enough for Pidyon Aben.